Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. And as I was praying before coming on the air, the Lord placed a word on my heart that is for those who are listening today. If you're going through a time of testing, if you're in the middle of a battle, this is the word from the word of the Lord that God has given me for you. And if you have your Bibles, if you're able, you might wish to turn to Psalm 46. Before we do that, let's ask the word to the Lord to bless our time together. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit of God will make this a very personal word. Lord, your word has been given to us for comfort, for edification. Lord, that we can be instructed in the time of testing, in the time of battle, we will know what to do. And so, Father, I release the Holy Spirit right now to every single one who's going through a difficult time, like right now, Father. You will, by the Holy Spirit of God, give them strength and wisdom and understanding. Father, encourage their heart. Let their faith be strong in you, and let them know there is victory with whatever they're facing right now, in Jesus' name. Paul tells us in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Beloved brother and sister, you have an adversary. If you're a born-again child of God, you have an enemy, the enemy of your soul, the devil, Lucifer, he who has opposed God from the day of his rebellion till he decided in his heart he would be like God. From that point on, he has opposed God, and he hates the epitome of God's creation, which is man, which is created in his own image and likeness. And he opposes everything you do. He prevents you from being saved. And if you are saved, if he can't discourage you to get you back to backslide, to turn from God, he will do everything he can to make your way difficult, to make you question God, to make you feel that God doesn't love you, that you're not going to get the answer to your prayers, you feel forsaken, you're feeling sorry for yourself, and it's just like getting too hard. You just want to run away. David knew. He said, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, then would I fly away and be in the wilderness." Well, we can't do that. We have to sometimes just stay put and trust God for that strength, for that wisdom, for the courage, for whatever it is needed to fight the battle that we may be in. Ephesians 6, that following verse, verse 13 says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God." And we are advised to do that. And that armor covers every portion of our anatomy. I'm not going to take the time to read it, except our back. God wants us to put on that armor. And having done all, what do? Paul says to stand. But in the heat of battle, when things are so difficult, in the time of the strongest attack, I want to take a word out of a word and look at God's power that is available to protect you and to deliver you from the enemy of your soul, what he's trying to do in your life right now. And that word is, what did I share with you? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Wrestle is spelled W-R-E-S-T-L-E. Well, there's a word found right in the middle of it, and it's rest, R-E-S-T. And I believe that through this broadcast, and perhaps we'll continue tomorrow, that no matter what you're facing, you're going to find a supernatural peace, a divine rest that all the battles, all the troubles, whatever you're going through is not going to shake you. It's not going to shake your faith, but you're going to evidence such a faith and a trust in God that you will know that God is going to bring you through. He's going to make a way for you where there seems to be no way. In Psalm 46, let me read, it's a magnificent psalm. In fact, I encourage you to read this entire psalm because it's going to speak directly to some of your situations right now. But in Psalm 46, the word tells us, verses 2 and 3, "Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar thereof and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof." Imagine that. What a statement. That how many of us could be still in the middle of an earthquake, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, and yet apparently, this is God's will for us, that we, no matter what's going on around us, this is an exaggeration. I mean, that would be a pretty dramatic thing, a cataclysmic, apocalyptic occurrence. However, he's telling us that we can be at rest in the midst of perhaps the worst natural calamity. He tells us that we need not fear. And God's will for us is that in our inner man, our inner being, we can be entirely still and peaceful and enjoy his life flowing through our whole being. And if we pay close attention to the word in Psalm 46, we will find that very first verse provides a stillness for the whole man. There's a revelation in that. Let me read that for you. That first verse says, "God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." That's saying a tremendous amount, that in trouble, he is going to be there for you. He's saying God is our, the psalmist. It's a very personal experience, and that provides for the stillness of your spirit. God cares about you, and he's a refuge. That's a place where you can go and hide the stillness of your heart, your inner man. You can be protected. If you're in a refuge, a place of safety, you know that you can take a deep breath and you can relax because you are safe. You're in a refuge. And what further does it say? He is a strength, and that provides for the stillness of your soul. Beloved, there's few things that are unsettling as confusion, as uncertainty. Some of you are sensing that right now. You're at your wit's end, and you need God's stillness to settle into your soul. You need to lay a hold of the fact that he is your strength. It's not your ability, it's not your wisdom, but it's his divine strength, his wisdom, his grace that's going to bring you through what you're in right now. And he provides for the stillness of your mind. He's a very present help. You need help now, he's going to help you. He's going to show you. He'll speak to your mind what you need to do. Sometimes it's just a matter of waiting, doing nothing. Whatever it is, he will give you the answer that you need. And finally, he's a help in trouble. That provides for the stillness of the body. When we're in trouble, we need some real, practical help. We need to know what to do, and he will provide for us the entire man, all that we are, body, soul, and spirit. He is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our great God. He is our provider. He loves you with an everlasting love. And this single verse, this word shows us what being still in God's hands really means. We read in the New Testament, Paul was teaching Timothy, his disciple, to be still. And in 1 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 3, he counsels him, "I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus." Many people were disrupting civil order at Ephesus. Many Christians were frightened. They were ready to fall. And Timothy was scared. He'd like to have gone somewhere else. But Paul wrote to him to abide still, to stay right where he was. Timothy could have said, "Oh, this is just too much trouble. This is too difficult. Maybe I should find another pastorate. Maybe I can go join Paul. Maybe he's got someone else for this place." But Paul told him to abide still, just where he was. Don't let those troubles move you out of God's will. And God's speaking to someone right now. That's exactly what you feel like. You want to run just as far as you can. But God is speaking to you, I believe, by the Spirit of God, to abide still where you are at. Trust in the Lord and wait and see what he'll do. Beloved, he is your refuge. He is your strength. He is a very present help in trouble. Paul could have pointed to the prophet's teachings. For example, when in Exodus, the 14th chapter, let me turn to that quickly. They were in a very difficult situation. The Egyptians were pursuing. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will shew to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." When he said those words, they had no idea what God was going to do. They had no idea of the supernatural sign that God was going to demonstrate, showing that he was fighting for them. They didn't know how they were going to be delivered, but God spoke and said he would deliver them. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "My beloved, fear not and faint not. I am your battle axe in your hand. The very word of God shall abide with deep within you, and you shall stand upon my word, and you shall speak the word of the Lord, and the work of the enemy shall not prosper, for I strengthen you now with might by my power in your inner man. You shall not faint, you shall not run and hide, you shall not turn back, you shall not turn away, but you shall stand still and commit your burden unto the Lord, and I will sustain you, says the Lord. Watch and see what I will do, says the Almighty." Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, I just sense God is going to do some wonderful things in your life. Praise him. That's a no greater expression of faith. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Father, those that are in such a battle right now, I pray that you will bear your holy arm in their behalf, and you will lift a standard against the work of the enemy. Father, I praise you, and I bless your holy name. Oh, I could go on for an hour, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. We'll continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to tune in. You can always listen to our website. Go to the broadcast link, and you can hear, if you miss a broadcast or want to rehear, you can tune in there. I love you. I thank God for you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.